How did you?
Just corn was never, we never used corn except just to eat as it was growing. But now we do. Now I fill half my freezer with corn. You know, just frozen corn. About 4 or 6 ears to the sack and have it just right ready to. It's fresh corn all winter.
You don't cut it off?
Uh-uh.
I see.
This is just like you go out and pick it.
Mm-hmm. I see.
You just blanch it like you would. We just pour boiling water and with a little salt in it, you know, and pour it over it and let it set a few minutes and then take it out, let it cool, and then wrap it and put it in the freezer. Mm-hmm. And pickles, my goodness. I put up pickles, but we used to actually put up our pickles, especially the dill pickles, in these big 2 and 5 gallon crocks, these real heavy crocks that you couldn't hardly lift after you fit. And my, they were good.
I see.
I believe I'm getting hungry again.
what did you call that when you were a girl? Would you name the different kinds, or what did you, would you just describe an ear of corn? I'm interested in what you used to call the green stuff that was over it and that fuzzy stuff at the end and things like that.
The silks.
The silk, and what was the green stuff over it?
Well, that was the peel off the, I don't know.
Would it be the shucks? Would you shuck the corn, or?
It would shuck the corn, but that's what you do in the field, shuck the corn.
I see. But you peel off.
You shuck the corn that you leave in the field, you know, go out and put it in shucks. But the corn that you cut off to bring in the house, you have to, I don't know.
I was wondering.
You got me there.
It would be husks or shucks?
Shucks. I think it would be shuck the corn.
I see, shuck the corn.
Uh-huh.
Shuck it in the field,
shuck it.
And
when you put it, when you freeze it in the freezer, the secret of freezing it, or this, I found out later, the secret of was not to cut it too close to the corn, to leave about an inch of the cob, the corn cob, down and leave that, and then that keeps the moisture in the its own flavor and its own corn.
I see. About an
inch. I didn't read that. I just found that out.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good thing to know.
Yeah. And the okra, you can freeze it, no trouble at all.
Mm-hmm. The did you ever use the top of the corn stalk for anything, that fuzzy stuff at the top?
Decorative purposes and on Halloween.
I see. what did you call it as a little girl? What did you call that? Is that just a corn?
I've done it. I don't know.
Tassel or tossel? That sound
we'll
right?
Make a corn. I can visualize it all, but I don't know what we called it.
Tossel?
We didn't talk about it. We just did it.
Did it. I see. Did you ever use any mushrooms or anything like
never.
That? Never.
My mother, they would never permit us to even taste one if we found a real mushroom because, for fear that we'd pick up a poison one.
I see.
You know, the toadstools look so much like mushrooms. And so don't raise mushrooms around in this
dangerous.
Country.
What about different melons?
Oh, you raise all kinds of melons, and you can use them different ways. There's the watermelon, and the cantaloupe, and the they're the main two. And then what are these nice ones out that we're frying? No, they're squash. Zucchini squash.
Uh-huh.
Zucchini squash. Uh-huh. The watermelon and the cantaloupe's about the only two I know.
Different squash, zucchini is one.
Oh, you can have all kinds of squash. But this zucchini squash has just been on the market around here, and really people are just learning to use it, and it's wonderful.